The state of AI music remains in fascinating chaos. It is undergoing explosive growth while simultaneously facing intense legal scrutiny. On the usage side, platforms like Suno are incredibly popular, with figures reaching massive milestones that show just how deeply this technology has entered mainstream culture. For users looking to dive in, mastering the free version of tools like Suno allows for surprisingly advanced creation. You can move beyond simple prompts and use structured lyrics, or even upload your own recorded audio demos to have the AI generate a full song around your melody. But this accessibility highlights the core dilemma facing the music industry. As the barriers to entry vanish, two opposing forces emerge: genuine creators who use the technology to express complex new ideas, and exploiters focused purely on mass production of low-effort content. This leads directly to the major regulatory headache across streaming platforms. The biggest players are reacting in vastly different ways. Some platforms like Bandcamp have taken a hardline stance, outright banning substantially AI-generated music. Others, including Deezer, are adopting detection methods, building systems specifically to identify and limit spammy or machine-generated uploads. Spotify represents perhaps the most controversial approach. Instead of banning the technology entirely, they are embracing licensed agreements with major record labels like Universal Music Group, allowing users to create sophisticated AI covers and remixes of established artists' songs. While this aims to monetize the trend, industry watchers point out that it risks creating a deluge of remix sludge, potentially drowning out original music and smaller independent artists who do not have deals with major labels. Legally speaking, the battle for ownership is monumental. The core legal question surrounding all AI music remains whether training massive models on copyrighted material constitutes fair use. The three major record labels Universal, Warner, and Sony are actively suing generators like Suno and Udio, arguing that this unauthorized training violates artists' rights. However, we are also seeing complex settlements and shifts in power. Universal Music settled with Udio, leading to a walled garden environment where fans can participate in controlled creation through platforms designed only for licensed remixing. Meanwhile, Warner Music reached a major settlement with Suno, suggesting an increasing willingness from established industry giants to incorporate the technology into highly controlled, commercial environments. The next few months will likely be defined by court rulings on these core legal questions, specifically whether AI training without explicit permission is permissible under current law. Ultimately, the future of AI music seems less about stopping it and more about figuring out who gets to control the monetization and the rules of this entirely new creative landscape.